Dog, Joe, and Dana Show. 93.7 The River.
Ah, Shlama, Lama Ding Dong on a Lickerson Win Wednesday.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Dana, can you score it?
10.
Yes. Welcome to it. It is Dog Joe and Dana. It is a Lickerson Win Wednesday. We'll give you more details, but quickly, we've got Pink Floyd Laser Extravaganza tickets at the...
Spectacular. At the Crest Theater.
Yes. That's what we've got today. So you can get out, you can listen to some Pink Floyd, you can watch some Spectacular Lasers. This is what we got. This is pretty good today off the River Rock and Roll Machine. You can vote on these two. Magic Man by Heart, fantastic song. Or Puddle of Mud, Blurry, which... I don't know why, but this song, I've always just loved it. I think Blurry is a fantastic tune.
It is.
So, your choice. Pick Puddle of Mud Blurry or Heart Magic Man. Tell us what you want to hear on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll get going with anything else you've got as well.
Was it Puddle of Mud, the lead singer that we heard warming up?
No.
No. Okay.
No, that was Buck Cherry.
Okay. I was just going to say, there's one of those off, you know... fairly important bands, but kind of off-key. And we heard them warming up at an Aftershock one time. And it was awesome, wasn't it?
I'm trying to think. It wasn't Crazy Bitch. It was another song. And all he was doing is he was doing his little Hello Morning Joes, and he was singing without a microphone, and he was screaming like the chorus of one of the songs.
Yeah,
whatever the lyric was, he just kept repeating it over and over, and he was kind of jumping up and down, but he was doing it a cappella. Unprocessed, no microphone. And Joe and I were walking by. We're like, that sounded pretty cool.
That was really cool to hear him warm up like that. And yeah. I don't know why I always confuse him with the Puddle of Mud guy, but man.
Yeah, he was stretching his vocal cords, getting ready for the live show. And he sounded good.
He did sound good.
He really did.
Aww.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the guy that sung for or is with Buck Cherry looks a lot like Willem Dafoe.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he does.
He looks a lot like Willem Dafoe.
Yes, he does.
So it was cool to hear him do that, but creepy on the other hand.
Yeah. That's the only time I'd heard that before.
Joe, how about them Bengals? Question marks.
You know, what am I saying with these dudes? They're awesome right now, bro.
Did they win again?
No, but they're going to. And I use Joe Burrows for fantasy football.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrows beat. I am in third place in our fantasy football here.
That's good for Joe.
Yeah,
no one cares about the Bengals. Today is Wednesday. The game happened on Sunday, and it was in Detroit. Old news.
They're going to be playing again this Sunday, and it's going to be another great game.
Who are they playing? Will
win. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't matter now, does it?
I don't think they can go twofer.
They're on a threefer.
It ends. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, boy. This is a spinoff of the other day's Would You Rather Zucchini Noodles or Spaghetti Squash?
Come on, you guys.
See, that's stupid. There's no. It's the same thing.
No, spaghetti squash is superior.
What does that even mean?
Yuck.
It's so good, actually.
Spaghetti made from squash?
No. It's just, I don't know why they call it spaghetti squash. It's just stringy.
It's a form of squash. It's not an actual noodle. You don't take it and press it and do that stupid thing.
I love squash, like, period, so I love spaghetti squash.
I don't. I'll say the zoodle.
The
zucchini noodle?
Yeah, because you know what? He didn't say how I can do it, so I'll just fry it and cover it in Tabasco and then, you know, eat one and then...
How do you get one of those? You just push it through a thing?
No, it's got a thing. You put it on there and you twirl it.
It spiralizes.
Yeah, and it spirals it. And then my wife was making them for a long time. And if you dry them out and you do them, and it defeats the purpose, but if instead of boiling them, you do them in a little oil and you brown them, they're
better.
Fair.
Digestible.
Yeah. Well, that's how I do spaghetti squash. I do it with olive oil and roasted garlic, and it's delicious and salt.
Ooh, I mean, it sounds good, but you have to add so much stuff to it.
Yeah, like hamburger, bacon. Yeah.
You're so weird.
Gluten.
We got, where did it go? Sorry, Magic Man.
Okay.
Blurry.
Puddle of Mud.
Yeah. Woo, good morning. We've got, let's see.
You guys got to wake up out there. It's going to rain today. You got to be
No, it
alert.
Makes us sleepy. Blurry, heart, blurry, blurry. Okay, it's
Puddle of Mud. All right, Joe, let's get to it.
On 93.7. What's on your mind? With Dog, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7, The River.
All right, good luck on the cash. The code word is green, G-R-E-E-N. Now to what's on your mind, 766-9370. Anything at all, let's discuss. I about fell out of my chair this morning, and you will be able to see this later on the Dog, Joe, and Dana Facebook page. You will get to see season 4, the Netflix trailer of Ozark that is going to be on Netflix. It drops January 21st, 2022.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What? They just keep saying that it's going to be canceled, then they're going to bring it back. And
No.
I thought they were done with it after the last season.
No, they never said it was going to cancel.
Oh, I thought that was going to be the end of it.
No. Oh, no, you can't have what happened at the end of season three. Yeah, that was
That's what I thought, too, and I was like, well, that's weird.
Oh, no way. No. They never said it was. They always said it was coming back. They just didn't have a release date.
Okay.
Now we have the release date and the 60-second ominous trailer.
It is very ominous.
It's out, and you'll be able to see it shortly on the Dog, Joe, and Dana Facebook page. But again, Marty Bird returns January 21st, 2022. And in other Netflix news, Squid Games has been canceled.
Fake news.
It has not been canceled, has it?
This just comes in. Yes, it says from the Netflix news desk, Squid Games is a bust. No one watches it. No one cares. Mm. It was our mistake to put this on our provider in the first place, and it sucks, end quote. Squid Games is finished.
That's absolutely untrue. The model who, she's one of the main characters in Squid Games, she went from like 14,000 followers to like 19 million. It was just, like, insane. Like, it's not going anywhere.
No, in news, we'll tell you the latest numbers, too. How many households are actually Netflixing Squid Games? And it's unreal.
Yeah.
And it's just weird that, you know, something so terrible would be watched by so many. And then you got something like Ozark with Jason Bateman. I mean,
people crave violence.
Well, Ozark is violent.
Yeah.
Is Squid Games violent, too?
Yeah. Oh,
it's very violent.
Yeah.
It's about death.
Yeah.
If you don't win the game, you die.
Yeah.
But you get money.
It's kind of like watching Ozark.
Yeah.
I see a theme here for Netflix and what they're doing to rope people in.
That's wild, though. It's just crazy how it turned that fast.
Coming up, we're going to get to Lickus and Win. We'll tell you what we got.
Lickus and Win. Brought to you by Future Ford in Roseville and Sacramento.
All right, here we go. First round of Lickus and Win, 766-9370 by phone. But Dana has told me we have a bunch of submissions, so you could submit. And what you'll get to do is go to the Crest Theater, and you'll get to see the laser light Pink Floyd.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you had trouble remembering that.
I don't know. I want to call it an extravaganza because it's just, you know, spectacular extravaganza.
Mm-hmm. They all go together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So 766-9370 by phone. But first, we are going to start out with some submissions. Dana, go ahead.
All right. This is from Sean. It is for both of you.
Okay.
This is a geometry question.
Oh, boy. I'm in trouble.
What do you call a shape with 11 sides?
Oh, that is a hexa-bubba. Let me see here. I gotta remember what they all are. Got 11. There is a funny name, isn't that the one that anytime you go over 8, 9, or 10, it becomes it's just that random one because it can have whatever or more.
Well, 10 is deca.
So then, yeah, what'd you say, 11? Dana, 11 sides?
Yes, correct.
So then, is it that weird name that just counts for all that have all these multiple weird sides?
No.
So there is one with 11 sides?
Yes.
My goodness.
So you say 10 is a decagon? What would that be, a decagon?
Like a decagon, a deca.
All right, then for 11, I'll call it a heligon. There's sides.
Fairly close with that.
Okay.
Okay, if he's fairly close with that, I'm going to say it's a heca. It's a hecagon.
I just said that.
You said hella.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is a decagon for 10. For 11, it is called a hendecagon.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say, a hendecagon.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah, sure.
I knew that. My hens told me.
Yeah. What about who gives a rat's assagon?
That's not it.
That's a 12-sided thing.
But that came from Sean.
Okay.
And so that's our submission, I think, for this round.
Okay. No, keep going. You can get the other ones.
Well, we have calls. You want to grab the calls or no?
Oh, well, I thought we were going to do submissions. Let's go through the submissions, then we'll come
all
back
of them?
To the calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to make them wait too long.
Okay.
All right. This one comes from Christy. It is also for both of you. From where does the term jack-o'-lantern originate?
Wait a second now. We know this.
There was a show on ABC that debuted in the 70s, and two men, one was Larry, the other was Jack. They hung out at the Regal Beagle.
It sounds like Cheers.
His name was Jack Tripper. This was before Cheers. And I'll say that Jack Tripper from Three's Company was the first ever to carve a pumpkin on TV, so it was named the Jack-O-Lantern.
It might be named after a Jack.
Yes.
What about you, Joe?
The Jack-O-Lantern was just the name they gave for a pumpkin carving with a candle inside there, just to make it different from a scarecrow. It was just a Jack-O-Lantern.
Something to scare things off?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you lit a scarecrow on fire, well, then it would burn. And, so the pumpkin could hold, you know, a candle.
Yeah. And the scarecrow burning would really scare things off, you know.
Yeah, for a minute.
Yeah.
No, you guys are both wrong.
Are you kidding?
The term jack-o'-lantern comes from an old Irish folktale called Stingy Jack. Legend has it that Jack invited the devil himself inside to have a drink with him, and the rest is that.
That's right.
Okay. Yep.
I've heard that before.
And that came from Christy.
All right, give us one more.
All right, this one's also in the Halloween theme. They're very Halloween festive this morning.
Oh, no, good.
Well, thank you.
Phil, what is the top grossing scary movie?
Oh.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Wow. Top grossing scary movie. No Country for Old Men. No Country for Old Men. Ooh. Scared the hell out of me.
$700 million.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's a scary movie. I will say, is it Friday the 13th? Is it Halloween?
Ooh.
Well, you got two there. Which is it?
Friday the 13th.
No.
Damn!
Halloween. What is it?
It.
It!
Oh, that clown that lived in the sewer.
Yeah,
oh.
Pennywise.
Oh, yep. Okay.
The original
creepy.
One?
I think it's probably the original one.
Ooh, the original one's so much creepier.
All right, well, there we go. Creepy. Okay, we'll do more rounds coming up, and for those that did call, we'll get to you. Don't go anywhere, and don't forget your cash is coming up. That's going to happen in exactly 33 minutes to go fund yourself worth $1,000. Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7, the river that goes Queen, Fat Bottom Girls, Dog Joe, and Dana Show. More rounds of Lickus and Win coming up to get those laser Pink Floyd tickets. Also in 25 minutes, $1,000 to go fund yourself. Halloween coming up here. What are we now? We're 10, 11 days away. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to find spooky stuff, you know, because I'm not the one that is in the spirit of this month or this thing that we do at the end of the month.
Well, you appreciate it.
You and Joe. Yeah, Joe and Dana, you guys are. So I try to give you guys stuff that you'll enjoy. And I found this. And this is pretty good, okay? And what these are, and I'm not going to go through all the accounts, but these are theme park ride operator or tenant encounters of the worst thing they've seen from their guests.
Oh, this ought to be juicy.
Some are from thrill rides, some are from haunted houses, and they talk about the worst things they've had to experience as working there at these things. And I'll start you off. This is a roller coaster ride right here. This one's pretty good. This happened in a haunted house. They said that one time, while the lights are out during this haunted house, a Reddit user said, it was a particularly warm evening. It was a hot day and a warm evening, okay? And as they were going through, they could smell something, you know? People actually, you know, walk through, and they have live people that work there in costumes. And people were complaining of a stench, and some of the workers there were like, oh, my God, what is this? And it was in one particular part of the haunted house where people had to actually crawl under things to get away.
Oh, God.
They were crawling through something. Something that smelt, and once the lights revealed, was exactly a lot like, because it was, human feces.
Ew, somebody got so scared they poo-pooed themselves?
Yes. And,
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah.
I go crawling through a spot of a haunted house, and I crawl through someone's poo.
Yeah.
You're going to see a very calm man get real angry real quick.
Yeah.
I don't touch,
would throw up, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would throw fists for something like that. Somebody would get hit. And that I don't punch. I don't attack. I don't do anything violent.
Well,
but you poop on the ground and make me crawl through it? I'm going to punch you.
No one's making you crawl through it.
Nobody knew that.
No, yeah, that's the thing. The lights are off. No one, everyone's like, oh, okay, duck. We got to duck under the log. And everyone's
who
like,
did that?
And then
somebody who got scared.
Most people thought it was a gag. You had to have known this for like 5, 10, 30 hour, 2 hours. People had thought, oh, this is really authentic. And then they turned the lights on.
Well, they had to smell it.
Yeah, well, they thought it was probably like mixed up, you know, in a bucket and like put out there to resemble. No one knew that it was real, but it was.
Hey. Dana, and I could feel for you being with someone scared, but how did it get out of their pants?
Well, that's a good haunted house. Isn't that what you guys pay for? You want to leave with your pants ruined?
Don't men wear shorts?
Well, I guess they could, but goodness.
I mean,
That's an awful lot on the ground for that many folks to be crawling through it and realizing it.
Just quickly, though, some people got it on their clothes. It was a big mess. It was smeared on the mirrors, yada, yada, yada.
Gross. Lovely.
It was all over. So as you can imagine, the county made them shut it down and they had to go in and disinfect. Some of the other things.
That's what else happened.
These are minor compared to the best one there. People that are too small or too big begging and fighting to get on a ride that they either can't fit on or that they're not old enough or tall enough to ride.
Okay.
And they have to be the bearers of bad news, and what they want to say is your ass is too fat to fit in the bucket, but they can't say that, so they said, we're sorry, we have to check with our manager to find out about what weight restrictions are. And they said that's always fun because the person never wants to be called fat when they just bought tickets that they can't use.
Yeah. That sucks.
Ooh, boy.
And there's a bunch of other ones on here, but I wanted to give you that good haunted house one.
Oh, that's awful.
That's haunted.
You'd be in a tough situation with a heavy person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That'd make you feel bad.
Yeah. I think they should have called that the haunted outhouse.
Ew!
We have to do news for you next. Facebook is in trouble again. They've been accused of doing something else that's very unsavory. We'll tell you what that is.
This just in. Here's Doug, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, if you've been following the Facebook follies and all the trouble that Mark Zuckerberg could or could not be in, Facebook now admits to letting users share information on human smuggling.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No way.
That's awful.
Facebook has admitted to allowing users to share information about how to enter the country illegally or request information about how to be smuggled in a letter that came from the Arizona AG, which is Attorney General. And I'm not going to go all into the details. Again, some of this is not known. Most of it's not known. It happens, and there's no way to police it because Facebook now is just, it's too gigantic, and it's turned into a platform of evil.
Smuggling in general, not just like the child trafficking things.
Human.
Just any.
I bet any. Yeah. Oh. I mean, you got to shut it. It's shut it down. It's time. It's too big. It's unpoliceable. It's causing America to, fight amongst each other. We're smuggling humans on it. Shut it down.
I can't put a picture up of spaghetti and meatballs then.
That's all it really is.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what Instagram's for.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they'll start doing that.
Yeah.
Well, it'll take a minute before they start smuggling humans on there.
Coming up today, I believe, is this today? No, this is tomorrow. What you were going to get on Thursday, free breakfast burritos from Taco Bell.
Oh, get down on it.
Right?
It says here, the only catch, you only have one day to grab them.
Well, duh.
So, there you go.
Okay, all right.
It will happen tomorrow. It says here at participating Taco Bell locations, and they're giving out free breakfast burritos 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. local time.
Aww.
So that means you can go through and you can find out, if you want to like it or not like it. And then you could also call 1-866-WAKE-UP-3 to receive a recorded wake-up call from Taco Bell the morning of tomorrow. And they'll go like, hey, Taco Bell, we got your breakfast burrito waiting. Come get it, or whatever.
Wow, that's very nice of them. Yeah. A wake-up call.
Yeah, concierge. That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, now they're an alarm clock
Full
company.
Full service.
Now they're selling clocks and
wake-up.
Hey, I wonder if you asked her if they'd offer turndown service. They tuck you in, you know?
Oh,
come
dude,
on
they
by,
make
talk
my
about
bed.
Tonight. We'll fill Ooh. Up your tires with air.
Sacramento, back here now. The first luxury high-rise apartment building in Sac will be built near major Sacramento landmarks, including by or close to Golden One Center and the Crocker Art Museum and the Tower Bridge. I guess this big real estate developer out of Nashville, they announced yesterday that it's going to build a 28-floor building at Capitol Mall and 3rd Street.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
So that is right downtown.
Yeah,
that
it is.
In the thick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, cool. I don't have pricing or I don't know when it's going to open or whatever hell.
It's going to be very pricey. Yeah. There's some really nice lofts down there that are like over $2,000 a month.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're kidding right now with over $2,000 a month?
No.
Yeah, $2,000 a month?
That's probably for a low-end
she
one.
She said for a loft.
Oh,
for
yeah,
loft.
For tiny. Yeah,
yeah.
These things here are going to sell for well over $1 million. These are going to be like 1.2, 1.5,
oh, yeah,
2
for
million.
Sure. Yeah,
here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The really nice places downtown are really
Oh, they're
expensive.
Mondo money. Yeah.
Whoa.
They're Mondo money.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to start building that. Start saving now if you want to live there. I don't know. Your chance to get cash, go fund yourself. That's coming up in exactly 9 minutes.
Now, lick us and win. Brought to you by Future Ford in Roseville and Sacramento.
Dog Joe and Dana Show. Who's this?
This is Mike. Good morning.
Mike, lick us and win.
Okay, on the TV show Gilligan's Island, the skipper was played by the actor Alan Howell Jr., What was the skipper's real name on the TV show?
Oh, that's a good question. I will say his name. His real name was Horatio Captain Crunch. I'm kidding. I know that I've seen this somewhere long ago in print. It's not going to hit me. It's a fantastic question, though. Joe, Dana?
Oh,
I want to say something very normal. Michael, Harry.
Was his first name Mitch?
No.
Okay. I was thinking Captain Mitch, Sacramento, Fox 40. Sorry.
I'm going to say Paul.
No.
What is it?
Jonas Grumby.
There it is. Okay, Jonas Grumby. And I know people out there have heard that.
Yeah.
There you go. Good question.
Yeah, that's okay, a great question.
We talked about Gilligan's Island. We have to ask the inevitable question. Marianne or Ginger?
Easy. Ginger.
I'm out.
Always. Yeah, and we had a chance before Don Wells died. We, 3 or so years ago, spoke to Don Wells. She came in, and we did an after show with her, and she was a beautiful woman. She was a great guest, and I still have to give my lumber, though, to Ginger.
Good grief.
Good. That's gross. Yeah. I will say Ginger as well, but I'll say it a little nicer than that.
Hey, Dana, you got to play.
I'm out.
No, you can't be out. You're part of the show.
I know what Marianne looks like, but I don't know what Ginger looks like. Therefore, I could not make a decision.
Who do you trust, though, with the appearance of women?
Well, don't trust me. I don't know. I'm not near
I'm
women.
Out.
Go Ginger, Dana.
Fine.
You would be happy with a Ginger pick.
I'd rather watch a movie with you and Ginger than you and Marianne.
What kind of movie?
Like, you know, I don't know, E.T.? Like, I'd go to the theater with you and Ginger Ann?
Oh, you would. Oh,
yeah, you're yeah. Same. Okay,
yeah. We'll go to a Regal. You know, we'll sit down. That's what I'm talking
Idiot.
About. Good question. Hang on. Dog Joe Data Show. Who's this?
This is Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Hi,
Lick
Betty.
Us and win.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. What other animal besides a cat? Never mind. I just gave it away.
Oh, come on, Betty. No. Come on. Ask.
What other animal? That's not right. What other animal besides a cat purrs?
A bat. A bat.
Yeah,
a bat.
Gee,
a bat.
Thanks. Oh, I was going to say like a lion.
Sorry, let me change my answer. A wombat.
Okay.
You know what?
Thank you.
Hey, we'll still get you in. Hang on, okay? All right, we'll put Betty on hold. More rounds coming up. We're going to play Jump and then Tom Petty. What the fuck?
Yeah, baby. We'll have it
after. WTF, a.k.a. What the Fact. Here's Dog, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
What the Fact?
Yeah, baby!
Facts so amazing, that's what you'll shout. We'll continue with the Halloween theme. My God, how many more days? 11? What is myrmecophobia? If I'm getting close in the pronunciation, myrmecophobia or myrmecophobia? Or cophobia?
Oh, that's an easy one, yep.
Okay. I'm going to say that it is the phobia of, you said Meyer?
Myrrh or Meyer mycophobia.
I'm going to say...
Mecophobia.
Mecophobia. I'm going to say the fear of large buildings.
Okay. Joe?
Not bad.
The actually, fear? Actually, Joe, to give you a hint, terrible. This has nothing to do with large. It has something to do with something tiny.
Oh.
And I know that's unfair because Dana didn't get the hint, but...
That's okay.
Well, it's really unfair because that's going to screw up my guess. I was going to say fear of mermaids.
Okay. Joe trying to translate some of the prefix of the word.
Yes.
Horribly. But no, it is the fear of ants or it could even be swarms.
Oh, what the fact.
What the fact. I have that fear. Yeah. I don't like swarms.
That's pretty normal, I think.
And this one, then we'll get into some candy Halloween what the facts. Thalassophobia. Thalassophobia.
Thalassophobia is the fear of,
I'll give you a hint on this one. I have a smallish fear, or had a fear of this.
You I was going to say of people touching your food.
That's not a fear. I'm not fearful of that. I'll
you
stab you with a fork.
Like it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
You had it? Oh, that does not help me at all. I'm just going to stay. Something to do with food.
Okay. Joe?
The fear of wearing a Halloween costume.
You got it right.
Did I really?
No, not really.
Oh.
Thalassophobia is a fear of open vastness, more specifically, fear of the ocean or deep open water.
Yeah, what the fact?
What the fact?
It's so vast and so big. It's kind
of. You have that?
No, well, we talked about this before.
It's kind of the opposite of claustrophobia.
Yeah.
It's when stuff is so vast.
Huh.
Yeah, like that's why space scares me.
Yeah, well,
it's so big and open and empty.
Space isn't real, so that, I'm not really scared of that. But
get
space is
here.
100% real. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, something that's fake doesn't make Shatner cry.
Let's see here. We'll do one more. Okay, everyone's always asked exactly how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
A lot.
No one knows the answer to that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do, and I have it.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
Did this.
One, two, three.
How many, Dana? And I'll give you a range.
I'm going to say 179.
Okay, Joe?
What a great marketing campaign.
500 licks.
Okay, here we go. And believe it or not, this is true. According to this, they have machines that simulate licking.
Like a tongue machine.
They have a tongue machine.
Well,
and if you could Google that data on the Amazon or whatever, I'll buy one.
I'm not Googling any machines that simulate licking.
I want a tongue machine.
Don't.
That is foul.
I don't want to go into that part of the internet.
What is that on your counter? Is that a tongue?
is that a tongue on some sort of articulating stand that's motorized?
Yeah, I got a
counter?
Licking machine.
That doesn't look like a grinder mounted to your workbench in the garage.
What is going on?
Is that a real tongue? Weird.
Is that from a human?
How do you keep it wet?
Out of control today.
It takes a machine or tongue simulator anywhere from 364 to 411 licks.
Good.
364 to 411. What the fact? That's a wide range.
Human lickers, on average, go 144 to 252. Now you know why I want this machine. It's far better.
Wow. Oh, man.
I want more LPMs. I need more licks per minute. And that machine does it. We got to do news for you next. We'll talk about that horrific plane crash that actually wasn't all that horrific when you dig in and look at the details happening.
This just in. Here's Doug, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
All right, here we go. I think everyone saw this plane crash out of Texas yesterday, man. This thing was absolutely just rotten. This plane goes down, and I don't know what's going on here with the equipment, the machinery. My apologies.
It's Give me one second. It's locking up on him over there.
Yeah, everything's going a little haywire. That's what happens sometimes to stuff that's plugged in, and people don't pay power bills.
In this building.
Or whatever the hell's going on. Give me one second, because I do want to talk about this. It's a great story, because it has a great, great ending, and... Please work. Something. Okay, here we go.
Yay, internet.
So, all over the internet yesterday, you saw this fiery crash outside of Houston, and I mean, it was just engulfed. But the big thing is, and this plane was bound for Boston, it had more than 20 people on it, They struck a fence. It erupts in flames. It was taking off out of the Houston Executive Airport. All passengers and crew managed to walk or leave plane safely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you guys see the photos of any of this?
I did.
Or the video?
You're telling me they lived.
All of them.
How'd they get out?
Well, it says here they managed to leave the plane safely. That I don't know.
Magic.
Whoa, dude. It's like a miracle that they got out of that thing.
Yeah.
It's insane. Two with minor injuries before firefighters showed up and extinguished the flames that took this MD-87 up in flames. And, I mean, watch the video if you haven't seen this. I mean, you can see the whole plane.
I'm blown away that they're alive.
Everywhere. All 21 people on board survive.
I can't believe that. I thought for sure they had died.
Yeah.
No, it's an awesome story.
That's wow.
Amazing. To see that, yeah, it's amazing.
That is amazing. That's a miracle is what it is.
If you're looking for a job right now, the trucking industry is short 80,000 drivers,
wow,
which is a record high. And they're saying, hey, come one, come all. and get out there and give us the universal sign for honk the horn, because we'll honk it.
Are they still going to pay them as good as they always have? I mean, now that they're down this many jobs, I wonder. I mean, I hope so, because I, you know what? My dad was a truck driver his whole life, and they don't make bad money.
No, no, they don't. And I guess, I know you got to start out somewhere, so you might not make as much, but they can use you, and they want you. So they're saying, hey, come on, come one, come all. You know, get your truck driving license and get out there on the roadways. 80,000, that's a big number.
Yeah, they say you really don't experience truck driving until you do it over the road and spend a couple of nights where lot lizards are, you know. I mean, it's Halloween, it's October, it's a good time to get your start in the trucking industry. You get out there, you know what a lot lizard is?
Yes.
Very scary times. I've heard bad stories about them. Halloweenies.
Is this supposed to entice people, Joe?
Yeah.
Make it a little scary for Halloween. Halloween the truck driving industry up a little bit.
I don't know what lot lizards are in Indiana, but lot lizards in California are not scary at all.
They're not?
No, not at all.
Isn't it
they some were dirty,
companionship
thing in Indiana?
Yeah, well, I mean, scary in that way, but I mean, if you're scared of women, I mean, God, a lot lizards be terrifying for you.
I don't think so.
Sadly, California's last remaining Kmart, located in Grass Valley, is going to close.
Oh, no.
What the? To the last Kmart was in Grass Valley.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's going to operate until the end of the year, and then Target will move in after and begin renovations. And Target will take over where the store was in Grass Valley. There are now, just so you know, disgustingly, 33 Sears to 18 Kmarts.
In the whole country.
Nationwide?
Nationwide, yes. And there are no more Kmarts in California. There are a small bunch in California. And so, you know, the company paired up. And Kmart thought, I think, that Sears could help them. And Sears did that what did Sears does. It killed Kmart, too.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
yeah, I took Kmart down with them?
Yeah. Or I don't know, maybe Kmart took Sears down. I don't know. But they're going down together.
Boy, those are two pretty big companies.
Yeah.
Been around for a minute.
It's a Thelma and Louise story that everyone just can't wait to see the ending of. We got cash for you. $1,000 to go fund yourself. That'll happen in exactly 6 minutes right after.
Now, lick us and win. Brought to you by Future Four in Roseville and Sacramento.
Hey, Doug, Joe, and Dana Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tosh.
Who?
Tosh.
Tosh, lick us and win.
Hi, Tosh.
Hi. So, how many people was John Wayne Gacy convicted of murdering?
Wasn't it in the 30s? I'm going to say, give me a couple. I mean, when we deal with serial killers, I need a window. I will say 32 to 38.
I would say you have to pick a number, but you're on there.
Okay, Joe, Dana?
We're talking John Wayne Gacy. That's the clown killer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It was a lot. 50? I think he did 50-something.
Dana?
I'm going to go with a lower number because I am disgusted by anything. Well, all of it, but I'll say 12.
Yeah, I mean, let's be truthful. Anything over zero is horrific. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. What is the number, Tosh?
It was 33 that he was convicted of.
33 he was convicted of.
So he could have killed more.
How many suspected?
Well, he told somebody 45 is more like it.
Not Joe and Dana Show. Who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, lick us and win.
The California flag has a bear on it. What's the name?
Monarch. Monarch.
Yep, it is.
Yeah.
Monarch. Yeah, we've known that one.
Monarch the state bear. Thanks. Hey, how'd that feel?
Not so good.
Okay.
Not so good.
Take care. Dog Joe and Dana Show. Who's this?
Hello, dog. This is Paul.
Hello, Paul. Lick us and win.
All right. Here we go. This is a question related to last week's giveaway for the Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets, which I didn't get.
I love questions about last week's giveaways.
Yeah. And by the way, also, you guys still let me through, and I did go to the System of the Down Korn concert just Monday night, and it was rad.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So you saw the System Korn. Your phone's a little garbled, but you went and saw System and Korn. You liked it.
Yeah.
What do you got, Paul?
Okay, cool. Hey, so the question is, what is Flea's real name from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh.
Oh, you know this.
So you got Anthony Kiedis. Flea is, do you know it? Remember it?
Oh, God.
And I love these rock star name questions. Oh, God. Let's play the name game. I mean, letter game. First letter of first name.
M is the first letter of his first name.
Mark?
No.
Nope.
It's, God. As soon as you say it, I'm not going to waste time. Just give it to us.
Mikey B. Mike Balzari.
Oh. Mike Balzari, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, just as good a name as Flea.
Yeah, almost. Don't forget, we gave you a chance to get tickets, and the show is going to happen in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium Friday, July 29th. That's the date on that show.
Awesome.
That's going to be a great show.
Dana, again, refresh our memory one more time. Everyone that got through and licked us, they're going to get what today?
A pair of tickets to the Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular at Crest Theater on October 29th.
So, enjoy.
Celebs behaving badly with Don, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station.
Whatever.
93.7 The River.
Well, Alyssa Milano, we found out yesterday, was a thug.
And
what'd she do?
Alyssa Milano was arrested yesterday. She was in a protest at the White House, and I guess where the Senate gears up to vote, or was getting geared up to vote, on the Freedom to Vote Act, there was some sort of scuffle going on, and people were out there to protest, and she showed up to do this, and she got on the Twitter, and she announced yesterday afternoon that she had been arrested for demonstrating with Capital People for the American Way, progressive nonprofit organization that advocates for equal rights and constitutional liberties.
That's way too long.
I know. Here's
way
the thing.
Too long.
I've always known she was a thug, and it's good that she's been sentenced to the cage. Here's the thing.
She's you have never out. Known she was a thug.
I need to give her a stiff talking to. I mean, I would love to sit her down and talk about, I don't care. She wants to talk politics, whatever. I've just always thought she's one of the most beautiful women out there. And
that woman would work you over good. She would not think you're funny one bit. She would.
Oh, she would hate me.
Yes. She would want to club you in the head with a pan.
Yeah. As soon as I said, like, you know, hey, babe, can I have more gluten? She would hate me.
Yeah. Immediately. I've always thought you were attractive. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
She would think.
Is that beef I smell on your breath, you bastard? Her and I would not get along.
Good to see you again, cow killer.
Yeah. This is pretty good. Take a listen to this. We got audio for this one. A-Rod having a tough time on the road. You know, he's following all the championships, baseball playoffs. This happened to him in Boston. Okay. Just so you know, Boston, that's where Ben Affleck's from. Mm-hmm. Okay. Him and Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg and all that.
Right.
A lot of Boston love for the Matt Damons and the mm-hmm. all those guys. So he shows up, okay, he's covering the Boston Astros game, they're in Boston, and they're doing the post-game show, and there's people behind the camera, you know, because they're doing this like on a live set, and just take a listen to this, okay? Let me play the audio for you, let me make sure that's on. These are the fans yelling at the Fox crew. A-Rod's one of the commentators on this, take a listen. So they're all shouting J-Lo, and then they start shouting Affleck, and they're all yelling at him, and they're chanting at him, like, J-Lo! And his back's turned to him, you know, and he's doing his business with the commentator, so he's acting like he doesn't hear it, but they laid into him pretty good.
That was pretty loud.
Yeah.
You hear that through your earpiece, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and they were shouting that because, you know, J-Lo left him to go out with Affleck, who has a lot of love in Boston.
That's so mean.
So, that is sucky. That really is. A guy loses his woman, and then he's got to go around America and have people rub his nose in his own stink. That's terrible.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. He's not going to get anyone as hot as J-Lo, but...
ever again.
He's got tons of money, and Fox is not, you know, letting him do that for free. He's making money doing that. And, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword, public eye guy. You want to run around and, you know, you want to hang out on J-Lo's arm. Well, when J-Lo's arm beats you down, you got to take your next lump, I guess.
Goodness.
We need the story to come out.
Yeah.
We have got to find out what did that. You know what I mean? What drove those two apart and why she's just so...
I think she thought that he cheated on her or was capable of or wasn't faithful with that story that ran around.
She had to have. Why would she just leave and be so public with you know? I mean, she had to think he cheated on her.
Or there's this. There's this. I've got another suspicion. J-Lo nothing like Alyssa Milano, and she went after Ben Affleck because Ben Affleck has an affinity for Jack in the Box hamburgers.
No way.
Yeah, remember he'd get drunk and he'd have Jennifer Garner go to the drive-thru. Yeah. She'd drive him. He'd get all hammered. He'd come out of a card game and he just stunk of booze. And she'd drive him right to the Jack. And he'd go through and he'd get all kinds of jumbo Jacks and soured. He'd go through there. And I think J-Lo likes that. J-Lo, look at that. You don't get that can from not eating a good Jack in the Box burger on occasion. That's my theory.
I think she likes the day after Ben Affleck when he stands out in front of his apartment, shoeless, smoking.
Smoking, yeah.
Disheveled.
Kind of wobbling. Oh,
yeah. Looks as if life just beat him again.
Yeah. Well, she's going to help him out. And what a good man he is, because he's got her. There's proof. The opposite of Ben Affleck, a horrible man. He goes by the name of Flava Flav.
Oh,
what did he do?
His real name, save this for Lickus and Win next week, William Drayton Jr., a.k.a. Flava Flav, allegedly attacked a woman and threw her phone.
Oh, that's not
He's had some problems with this kind of stuff in the past.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know what happened, but they got him on misdemeanor battery and constituting domestic violence.
He was with Stallone's ex, that giant, giant blonde-haired lady.
Bridget Nielsen, I've always thought she was something.
And he tried to rough her up, and I think she broke something on him.
He does that to women. It's been alleged.
Yeah, alleged. So, yep.
Flava Flav, I don't know how old he is, too. He's like in his 70s now.
He's got to be getting up there.
He looks terrible. Dana's Googling it now, if you could, then we'll go to news.
Does he look terrible?
Oh, he looks awful. 62. Yeah. He looks like he's just a mess.
Still skinny?
No, doesn't look like it now.
Really?
No.
Huh.
He's a little puffy.
Okay.
News is coming up next. We've got good news for California and bad news for you if you're going to buy this next thing in the next 2 months.
No.
You're going to see a 10% increase. We'll tell you what it is that's going to come.
This just in. Here's Doug, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, again, not often that you have good news when living in California, but we do have some today on this Wednesday. California continues to be the state with the lowest COVID-19 case rate in America.
Yay, that's awesome.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Excellent.
They are now down to a different tier, which is substantial case rates, which is very, very good. Or, I'm sorry, considered moderate.
Mm.
Moderate transmission. That's the level we're in now. And California, the lowest in the nation with COVID cases.
Good.
So there's your good news. Now here's your bad news. A billionaire grocery store owner predicts food prices will surge 10% or higher over the next 2 months, just in time for the holidays.
Of course.
And this would be because of the supply shortage, because we're getting all of our food from China.
No.
Of course not. There's no reason for them to surge.
There are some reasons why food is surging. But no, I mean, we don't get a lot of food from China.
We don't get any, do we?
No, we do.
We do.
Oh yeah. There's lots of food that we get from China.
Anything that takes a trip that long before I eat it scares me a little bit, but I'm sure I'm probably the main consumer.
Well, all the foods you eat could all survive a trip that long.
Yeah.
The food Joe eats is out on Long Beach right now, and it's been there for the last 3 months.
And
it can stay there another 10 years.
Is it refrigerated?
Doesn't matter the way you eat it. It's salted, candied, and preserved.
There you go.
It's perfect.
In normal temperatures.
That sucks, man. You're going to raise people's food. You're going to raise people's gas prices. It's just
everything. It's called inflation. It's absolutely terrible. Now we're going to take you to Florida. Okay?
Oh, yay, Florida.
Now we're going to have some real fun.
Okay.
So this happened back on October 18th. A strapping young gentleman by the name of Terry Majors, age 30, called 911 Thursday afternoon. He needed medical assistance. He said he could not breathe, was having trouble. So that's when the Sunstar Ambulance Company showed up to help out Mr. Majors. And after they showed up, inside the ambulance, Mr. Majors stripped his clothing off and started masturbating while wearing a condom.
EMTs, they
said he was wearing a condom at the time and was staring at the EMTs that were trying to treat him while he was pleasuring himself.
We've come a long way here.
Yucky.
Long way.
Yeah. And again, I'll just tell you this, like I've always said, if you don't want to watch me masturbate, don't sit next to me on the bus.
I don't like that. There's not enough room to sit anywhere on them buses nowadays.
You don't want to watch me swim naked? Don't go to the YMCA.
You don't do that anymore at your age.
No, you know why? I can't find a YMCA. We got $1,000. Go fund yourself. Will happen right after Aerosmith Cry and $1,000 for you. Text the code word back to 200.